Welcome in. It's time again for Your Life Matters. Every Monday at this time, it's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Beth, welcome again. How are we doing today?
Just great. How about you, Mike?
We're doing good.
Good.
We've got a topic that people can probably relate to because it involves a story at the airport. And you can do some good people watching there. Maybe you hear a couple interesting conversations. And you had a chance to listen to one recently. Is that right?
I did, yeah. My husband and I were out of state at a wedding, and we were ready to come back. And I want you to know I did go do a little shopping, and I did not buy anything.
Wow.
At my favorite airport jewelry store. But we did decide to have some lunch. And my husband said, oh, let's watch a little Bears game. So we're sitting there. And you know, the tables are real close, and everybody's strangers. So people just talk.
Yeah.
You know, they don't think anybody's...
I'll never see these people again.
Yeah,
right.
Don't even think that you're there. So, and it was really interesting because I felt myself become indignant. So I want to tell the listeners what it was like. So we're sitting at the table, and the ladies who were there when we got there were just, they looked like relatives. Very nice. Didn't even hear them speak. They get up and go. So the next group comes in, and there's a man in a white shirt, very executive haircut, a manner in which sounded like, made it look like he might be the leader of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Another man, maybe about his age, just regular guy. A young woman, probably in her late 20s, early 30s at the very most. And then there was an empty spot, and they were waiting for somebody else who I think got stuck being scanned, you know, as he came in. So it sounded like they were on a work trip, and they were discussing things that were going on. This is what caught my attention. The executive-looking man, man number one in the white shirt, pulls out his phone and he says, well, this is what I told them to do. And he read this very critical email out loud to the two who were already there. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, oh, no. Oh, no. So then the one man, average-looking man, about his age, said nothing. Didn't say don't do it, didn't say do it, anything. But the girl was getting more information. It was almost like I felt she was trying to figure out for herself how she would not be a recipient of one of those.
Okay.
But it still was very uncomfortable. And, you know, then the young man came up and he sat down and this conversation kind of went along as well. And it just continued so that the two younger ones were talking about their own flaws and trying to, like, get the executive guy to give them some feedback. And in doing that, we're being critical of the person that he was being critical of as well.
Okay.
I thought, okay, there's four people at the table. Three of them don't like someone and are talking about them who cannot defend themselves.
Yeah.
And they're not there. I was so impressed by the fourth man. He went about his business. It would have been nice if he said, I'm uncomfortable with this conversation, but probably would have been difficult to pull off at that particular moment.
With that group, sure.
Right. But at least he did not add to it. And who knows when he gets back, I hope that he can say to the other person, hey, let's talk about some things. Doesn't have to tell them that the person was talked about,
yeah.
But that, you know, here's some strategies that might help you do this, because it was about a reaction that was too strong or something. I don't know. But I want you to know, I wanted to stand up and say, hey, listen, I'm an expert on this, and you guys are bullying somebody.
Right.
I did think twice, because, you know, when a random stranger stands up and tells you that you're wrong, it gets you, it just dilutes
it.
Yeah. Yeah, it could go south really quick. But I want our listeners to know that first, people do hear you when you're in those kinds of places. You want to be careful. But also, you really want to be careful of what you say, because I don't think they thought they were bullying. But they were isolating that person, and the person will never know why things have changed.
Right. And you don't know what happens when they are with that person. You know, maybe similar conduct, not quite the same, but something may still be going on in person with that.
Well, I have to believe that because the young woman looked very typical, it would be a normal reaction to not want to align with that person at work. So, like, even if they have to work together, there would be that little bit of a bubble of awkwardness about not really working together, just going through the motions.
Yeah.
So there's some resources, again, online.
I
love the airport.
And several resources here. We've got like five or six different books and articles and things. And that's the case with all of these segments. You can always go online and find out more at safeharboril.com. As we will have another edition of Your Life Matters next week with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.